Well, as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done. Be done, Lord, be done in my whole life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a... One more time. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Be done, Lord, be done in my whole life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. His present, Lord, in God's presence, I'm a blessing. Hallelujah. Sing the song with me. I must increase. He must increase. Your power in me is there, I believe. Oh, for this you bled on Calvary. Your pride no longer a mystery. Thy will, Lord, thy will be done. Be done, Lord, be done in my whole life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life.
Every time when I do good, Lord,
when I do good, evil's present.
Oh yes,
in God's presence I'm a blessing.
Oh
Jesus, I want to die, you must live. In your word there's grace to believe.
Oh, I won't let you go till you bless me.
Like Jacob, I'll wrestle till I'm free.
Thy will, Lord,
whoa, thy will be done.
Be done, Lord, be done in my whole life.
Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life.
When I do good, Lord,
when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for granting us this wonderful opportunity to be gathered again into your presence, O Lord, because you have come to learn how to do good, Heavenly Father. Though evil is always present, because we are born in sin, because we live in a nature of sin, O Lord, but we have come to learn to be like you, O Lord. That's why, Heavenly Father, we have forsaken everything this morning. We have refused to yield to the weakness of our bodies, to stay in our beds and to enjoy a good weather, O Lord. But we came because we know that in your presence we are bringing this body into subjection and we are taking your robe of righteousness, O Lord. Bless your people for coming. Take our burdens away, O Lord, and give us your light, Lord, O Heavenly Father. We commit every need, every sickness, every disease, every worry that is in our midst, O Lord. We came because we know that you are an answering God and will go with a solution to our problem. Bless us as we open your word for this few minutes of Sunday school, O Lord. Bless those who are assembled upstairs, our children. Bless the Sunday school teachers up there, O Lord. Let it be a real time where these children will be remembering when they grow up, that our Sunday school teachers taught us things that will model, fashion their lives, O Lord. We commit everything into your hands. Take control in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And God bless you for coming. So let's open Matthew 26, 41. Matthew 26, 41. It says, it reads, "For watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Amen. You may be seated. Once again, we are standing in his presence. So we are just going to share a few thoughts that he inspired us to speak about. And we believe that the Lord has everything under control and he knows what his people need. And maybe yielding to into a certain direction to say things, what we think. But the Lord will shift your mind in a certain way and bring something that the Holy Spirit really wants his people to know. You know. So as you know, we were talking about the faith of the children of Abraham. We're talking about the great promises of today and what God has fulfilled and what is to come and so forth. So I was leaning onto that line, but the Lord yesterday, as I was meditating, something just came up into my mind, and I tried to ignore it, but it kept on pushing. So I said, let me just make a little break and speak about it. And I can feel a peace of mind now that I've focused on that one. So we are going to just speak about this little topic before we resume our teaching of watch and pray. Amen. Because many times we get so excited by the stimulation of the revelation that we forget the main purpose of our calling. Amen. Because most time believers, when God reveal those great mysteries, and we get so excited, we get so excited into speaking about them, because these are things that blow your mind. You know, this existed, this and that. So you forget what Christian life is all about. And most of the time, knowledge puffs up. Most of the time, knowledge brings pride. Amen. So that's why, as believers, we need to go back to the basics. Every time we go and we advance in doctrine and the revelation and this, but we need not to forget the Christian life, what it is all about. I remember, as the pastor was saying it last time he preached here, most times, you know, especially in early days in the message, we got so into the mysteries that we forgot to teach about holiness. We got so stuck into teaching about the big revelations and we forgot what sanctification is about. To an extent where when a preacher comes and starts talking about sanctification, we label him as a Pentecostist. We label him as someone who has not the revelation. Amen. You know, say that this is Pentecostalism. What you are teaching us is not the message. But these things, we neglect them to an extent where it caught up with us down the line. Because you see now, any kind of, you know, filthy lives in church, any kind of sinful lives in church. Why? Because we focused more on the mysteries, on the revelations, and we neglected what makes the building blocks of a Christian life, which is sanctification, which is a prayer life, which is a new birth. Amen. So that's why that thought kept on tormenting me yesterday and the day before, that it's good to speak about the rapture, it's good to speak about this and that, but there's no rapture if you don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's no point of knowing all the mysteries of the body change and the millennium and all that if you don't have the new birth.
That's
amen. Amen. So that's why the Holy Ghost inspired me to go back to the basics, to remind us, because I know these are things we know. Amen. Amen. These are things that we know. But most of the time, people fail on things they know. Amen. Because I've seen it when I was a student. You know, you'll prepare the exam, you'll go and study the calculus and the derivation and this and this and that. The teacher will come and give you a simple little thing. The whole class will, Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because you went too far that you forgot the basics. Amen. And the big things are made up of small things. Amen. Your car, as it stands there, it's small knots like this that hold that car together. If we take all those knots away, the car will collapse. Amen. So that's why we need really to be so mindful of our calling and making sure of your election. Amen. Knowledge is good, but knowledge is nothing until it becomes life in you. Amen. Knowledge without life is dead. Amen. Knowledge is good, but true knowledge is experiential knowledge. If someone speaks from experience, that's different from someone who speaks from reading or someone who have seen. You know, I can describe. I've seen my wife pregnant many times. I can tell you, pregnancy is like this, is like that, but I've never been pregnant. Amen. So when she speaks of pregnancy, it's something she has experimented.
Yes.
Amen. And she's telling you something. You can argue. You know, she may get it wrong, not to explain, not using the proper terminology, but she knows what she's talking about. I can have all the vocabulary. You know, I can have all the chemical combination that makes the enzymes and the this and that, but I don't have the experience.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we need to really think about these things. Talking about the rapture, preaching about the rapture, speaking about the coming of the Lord, speaking about all those things is fine. But my brother, my sister, make sure of your election. Know who you are. Because when the time you know who you are, then the knowledge will help you make the correct preparation.
Amen.
Amen. There's no point of bringing knowledge to someone who has lost their mind. Amen. Someone who has lost their mind, you give them a PhD, they'll keep it and throw it. You know, they won't know how to use it.
Exactly.
But the time they go back to who they are, say, me, actually, I'm an engineer. His mind come back to him. He knows who he is. Then he'll take his knowledge and use it to build something that people will find useful. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we need really, really to know our position And when you know your position, it will take you to that intimate relationship with God. That's what we need. Everything we do when we come here, it's to bring us to that intimate relationship with God. And when you get into that intimate relationship with God, you'll come out changed. Amen. That's the whole purpose of what we are doing here, is to produce that change in you and me. Amen. Because without that, there's no rapture. My brother, my sister, let's forget about it. If you have not, you know, got to that point of getting into that one-to-one with God, and come out and said, I have met God, and he has transformed my life. There's no need for us to go any further. So let's go back to the foundation. Let's go back to the basics. Have you met God on those sacred sand in the wilderness where Moses got that, you know, burning bush experience? Where have you made your Damascus Road experience? When you come out and say, he spoke to me. It was not, you know, the pastor preaching that day, but it was actually God talking, you know, mouth to ear to me personally. And I came out transformed. Amen. Amen. That's what it is all about. There's no need to climb high while the foundation is not good. It will catch up with us. Let me tell you the truth. It will catch up with you some way. Because you have put a lot of, you know, weight on a shaky foundation. The day temptation will come, that shaky foundation will catch up with you. And the old building will collapse. That's what we see in the ministry today. That's what we see in churches today. That people that we thought they were born again, but when the little, you know, wind comes, a little storm comes, it catches up with them. Why? Because the foundation was not good. The prophet says this. Do you love the word? Not for one moment do I bring a message to the people that they may follow me, or join my church, or start some fellowship and organization. I've never done that, and will not do that now. I have no interest in those things. We have no interest in just seeing a lot of people coming while those people don't make the correct experience with God. Amen. We have no interest in this church with your money. Amen. We have always told you, of course, we need money to run the church. But that's not the main point. Amen. Otherwise, we'll just come and collect the offering and go. Nowadays, we don't even need to come to church to collect the offering. We'll do Revolut. Yeah? And, you know, if we want to make sermons to make you give money, brother, we have courts here. We'll preach here and people, you think we are not so eloquent with like those preachers there in those churches that make people pull to their last coin to put in the basket? We can do it. But that's not the purpose of our gathering here. It's not your money. What the reason of me getting your millions and seeing you burning in hell? Amen. What's the purpose of me seeing you making all the sacrifices you make and seeing you getting lost? Amen. That's why the prophet says, that's not my purpose. I have no interest in those things. But I do have an interest in the things of God and people. And if I can accomplish just one thing, I will be satisfied. That one thing is to see, listen now, established a true spiritual relationship between God and man. Amen.
wherein men become new creations in Christ, filled with his spirit, and live according to his word. Amen. That's my aim. That Brother Wilmo, Brother Mike, Brother Faithful, pastors, any minister here, any song leader, any person who play a role in this church, our aim is to see a true, intimate relationship established between you and God. Amen. Amen. When we are, you know, when we have, I can see that established, then your money matters. Amen. Then your sacrifices matter. Then, because there's nothing we can build outside of the solid rock, which is the life of Jesus Christ in you. Then your money will be transformed into, say, bringing other souls into the kingdom. Because you are saved, and the gift, the offering, the sacrifices that come from a saved soul will go to fetch other lost souls and bring them into the kingdom. Amen. That's our aim. I would invite, plead, and warn all to hear his voice at this time. And yield your lives completely to him. Even as I trust in my heart that I have given my all to him. Amen. Amen. Meditate about these things, my brother. Think about these things as we go, you know, in our life business, as we have our projects, our ambitions, everything is good, but this first. Amen. Amen. Though you have accepted him as your savior, you'll never go in the rapture unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit first. New birth first. You cannot see the kingdom of God until you are born again. Amen. This is the basics. These are the principles. Don't get lost. Mysteries are good. We know there's power in the mysteries. There's a transforming power. The rapturing faith is in the mysteries. But don't start there. Amen. Don't start with mysteries. Start down. Dig down. And lay the right foundation. That's why you see, as we closing, the prophet was very aware of the type of building God was building through his ministry. So that's why if you go and examine the message, the way it was brought, the prophet didn't start by preaching on the rapture. He didn't start his ministry just preaching on, you know, the millennium and those great mysteries. Go and study. Go see the index. You'll find that the early years, it was about how to approach God. It was only that, a hidden life in Christ. Amen. You know, meeting Jesus Christ. It was about, you know, the inner veil. Going beyond the veil, a one-to-one encounter with Jesus Christ. If you go and find how many why sermons the prophet has preached, you have a full list of whys. Just that time, why? Go and check. And if you go in there, you'll find it's about your life, getting closer to God. Why are people so tossed about? Why this? Why? Because the prophet wanted first to build the foundation. It was first about you entering the holiest of holies, coming in the presence of God, you know, making that experience, that one-to-one with God. He said, why is it hard for so many Christians to live a Christian life? That's a message title. And if you go in all the 1950s, you'll find most of the time, most of the message were around those topics. And then we'll go into Abraham. Go and check how many Abraham sermons the prophet has preached in the 1950s. The faith of Abraham, the patriarch Abraham, Abraham, this Abraham, that, why? To build your faith. Amen. To build the foundation. When that series, you know, when that season passed, then he went into the adoption messages. He went into the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the seal of God, why the Holy Ghost was given. Then the manifestation of the children of God. Hear him. How many hear him did he preach? He didn't go into the mysteries. The mark of the beast and the... No. Are you a child of God? Are you positionally placed? Because if you don't know who you are and you are not positionally placed in the body, there's no point of bringing you the mysteries. He made sure that you are a child. You know that you are a child of Abraham. And as a child of Abraham, you need to get to adoption. You need to know your position in the body. Amen. Amen. And when he was convinced that everything was laid out correctly, then he started preaching the church ages in the early 60s. Amen. The church ages, and he went so forth. And to the end, the very end of his ministry, then he preached on the seals. Why? The foundation has to be solidly built. But we have reversed the course. As we come and we want just to, that brother doesn't preach on, he's not a good preacher, When he comes, he just sin. We have forgotten. We have left sin long time ago. We have stopped sinning, long time ago. My brother, are you sure? Don't be too quick to say that. Sin is very, very, sometimes some of the things, you don't do them just because you are not exposed to them. Amen. Don't say you have overcome money because you have never had money. It's not the 10 euro you have in the pocket. Amen. It's not the 5,000 you have in your account. I'm talking about money. Amen. The type of money when now you said, I want to go to Bangladesh. Straight away, you go to Bangladesh. The type of money when you say, I want this and that, and there's no questioning. Will you still come to church? Amen. Will you still be coming to church? Will you still be testifying of the Lord? So don't be quick to say, no, I've overcome everything. You have not overcome yet. The Lord has not. It's just the grace of God. He knows your weaknesses. It's because he knows that you have not overcome money that he doesn't give you. That's it. He wants to protect you. Because if he gives you, before you know it, even the pastor will start looking at me. Despising everyone. Amen. That's why we need these things. I'm going to read a few quotes and then we're going to close. The prophet says, meditate upon these things, my brother. He's talking about that those two cars, the two big Cadillacs that came out of the factory, well built, brand new, and all of them seats made out softness, leather, and easy to sit in, and the floatboard very plush, the steering wheel were nickel plated and had diamond stud all over it. And the engine was mechanically tested to be exactly the right engine. And the wheels and the bearings and the tires, everything puncture-proof. They had been pushed off the assembly line, both of them, and both of them filled up with gasoline. That's the running power. But now, when you are going to start them, although both of them look just alike, But there's one of them that don't have any spark, any firing power. Well, the power is in the gasoline, but I don't care how much power is in the gasoline, unless there is a spark there to manifest that power, unless there is a power there to confirm that's the gasoline. Amen. Okay. Take two cars out of the factory, well built, same build, same design, both of them, filled with gasoline. But if you don't put the spark to start the car, one of them has the spark, the other one doesn't have any spark, that one will drive, the other one won't drive. Amen. Why? Because those cars are just like our teaching, our doctrine, our knowledge. But knowledge without the spark to give it the dynamic, to make it run, to make it drive, to manifest the power, it's nothing. Amen. No matter how much theologians claim, how well you are in your church, how much education you got, how much you like the Bible, until the Holy Spirit come upon that person to quicken that world, the gasoline represents the word, its truth, but the Spirit, without the Spirit, it won't move. Amen. Without the Spirit, without the spark, make sure that, well, your car is well polished, your car is well built, you've got everything, you've got all the knowledge, you've got all, you know all the mysteries, but don't forget the spark. If there's no spark to power up the car, the gasoline in the car, you'll remain there. You'll stay behind talking about the rapture. Teaching people about how the coming of the Lord, how this will be, how that will be, but the real life of the coming of the Lord, you missed it because you didn't have the spark. Amen. Just meditate upon these words. Go and ask yourself, if there's no spark, go and find the spark. And make sure that the energy, the trigger is there to spark the power in you and to make that power be useful to you. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing to our remembrance these things, O Lord. Sometimes we take them for granted, but when we go into meditation and go back into ourselves, we see how sometimes we are so negligent, O Lord. And that's why we are coming, Heavenly Father, to ask you to help us, O Lord, not to forget the building block, not to forget the foundation, O Lord, the revelation of Jesus Christ as a living God in everyone's life, O Lord, to come to that point where we make that burning bush experience, where God is not just something that they've been told us, but God becomes a reality in our lives, O Lord. We come to know you, we come to meet you, and we come to experiment you, O Lord. I commit everyone in your hands. Bless us as we go throughout the service, O Lord. Speak more to us through the preaching of the word. We bless you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.